I have been kind of filling in for Worku Ayalu's show, Shukshukta Radio. Shukshukta will be temporarily away until June 5th. And in the meantime, there'll be a mix of some of Shukshukta's more vintage podcasts, as well as a kind of survey and sampling of some of the newest music, the newest international world music that we've been receiving here at the station. So stay tuned. That will be 10 to 11. And now, tuning in to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice here, Sunday mornings, 11 to 12, world music show. I'm your host, Danya. I would love to hear from you today. The number is 822-2487. What a beautiful day, a beautiful way to start the month of May. And I have some gorgeous music for you to share today. Sometimes I just need to return to some of the music that just fuels my fire. There are a few groups, more than a few groups, but and certainly a few pieces that are just so essential for my musical well-being. And I sometimes need to lay them aside for a while, but then I always come back to them and make sure that they reappear every few months or so on Kol Noredi. And so today is one of those days. So stay tuned for some beautiful, beautiful jazz, piano overtures, Latin music that has Andalusian roots, and various, very interesting Jewish idioms. Stay tuned also. Keep your ears acutely perked for trumpet, beautiful trumpet solos, and piano. So this is going to be a beautiful morning, and thank you for tuning in to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice here. So we're going to begin with, again, a song that I just think is epic, so beautiful. I had the privilege of seeing them live several years ago in Vancouver, and I found them to be so interesting and so innovative and so border crossing in such an original ways. So this is the explosive Jewish-Cuban musical mashup, Odessa Havana. So a little bit about them. Award-winning trumpeter and composer David Buchbinder gets together with Juno-winning pianist and composer Hilario Duran and a crew of Canada's top jazz and world musicians to present this exciting Jewish-Cuban fusion. So what do you think of when you think of Jewish music crossroading, cross-fertilizing with Cuban music? What comes to your ears? What comes to your soul when you think of that? Well, lots of kind of, stereotypes can come in. Kind of mumbo klezmer, something like that. Fiddler on the Roof meets, salsa. But what they do here is something completely different. And that's what I love about them, is that their music is unpredictable. And a really beautiful, beautiful type of jazz emerges that is playful, but also speaks to each of their sources, each of the source of Jewish music, as if there is just one, but really harking back to and deriving its energy from ancient sources of Jewish music. And likewise, Cuban, speaking and tapping into Cuban kind of wells, percussion, the piano, and you'll hear that in there. So working with award-winning producer and band member Roberto Occhipinti, the ensemble has captured the fresh, fiery, and innovative sound that ignited audiences at Lula World 2007 and their sold-out debut performance at the Ashkenaz Festival 2006. Ashkenaz Festival is, a festival of Ashkenazi Jewish music. Ashkenazi music is Jewish music from the Eastern and Western European Jewish world. And this takes place, it's an annual festival held in Toronto, and it is a pretty amazing festival, very unique festival. Lots of pure kind of klezmer groups, but also some crossover, interesting hybrid type of music going on. So it's a very interesting festival, and they performed there at in 2006. The recording was released in 2007 on one of my favorite record labels called Sadiq, that is run by the conductor, musician, innovator John Zorn. So Odessa Havana, let's stop with the talk and just listen to this beautiful music. So I'm going to play for you the very first track off of the album. They're actually their only album they have out, but they're working on a new one, apparently, right now. So I'm going to play for you the very first track off of this album called Laila Dance. This is Odessa Havana, and you are listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, on CITR 101.9 FM. That was simply one of my all-time favorites. That's Odessa Havana you're listening to. High-powered collision of two great musical styles, predated but not predicted by the Jewish-fueled American mambo craze of the 1950s. Working from the roots of each tradition and finding many areas of sonic commonality, Buchbinder and Duran have created a sound that's unique and compelling, challenging listeners' comfortable genre preconceptions. This is about as far from Fiddler on the Roof meets Desi Arnaz as you can get. This is really, really innovative stuff. So if you like what you just heard, I recommend you get your hands on this album. It's Odessa Havana. It's their debut album, but as we speak, they're working on a new album, apparently, that's called Granada. And this is on John Zorn's Sadiq label. And again, I got to see them a few years ago, and it still, I think, stands out in my mind as one of the most fiery, engaging concerts I've ever seen. So that's that. The song that I was playing for you is called, or was called, Lila Dance. So there are 8 tracks on this album. They're each quite long and meandering, but in a completely mischievous, unpredictable, rich, beautiful way, and always just popping up with these new, interesting idioms that somehow, again, tap into the sources of their roots that are Jewish and Cuban. So that's that. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for your phone calls so far. It's been really nice to hear your comments. And also, congratulations for those men and women who have run the half marathon and marathon today successfully. Well done. So onwards today on the show, Latin music, Andalusian roots, Jewish idioms told in different ways, some beautiful piano, trumpet, ending off with some really rich vocals. And so on the piano note, one of my favorite musicians and certainly my favorite pianist, Maurice El Medioni. Now, Maurice El Medioni was born in 1928 in the Algerian port of Oran into a Jewish family. When he was 9, his brother brought home an old piano and he had bought at the flea market. And within days, Maurice had taught himself to play popular French songs he'd heard on the radio. So, and after that, well, his musical soul, his fingers just flew off with his own sort of unique styles, his own signature piano playing. So without further ado, let's give a listen to Maurice El Medioni. This is off of a powerful album called Descarga Oriental. And the song is called Oran Oran. Enjoy. This is Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM.
Jamais pris de vacances, je ne connais. c'est même pas la France. Sauf sur une carte, c'était pas de la tarte. Il fallait des flouches, pas des cremos. Et la Wally Monk, elle était bonne. Cement. j'en garde la saveur. Il y avait de l'ambiance, de l'abondance. Je me souviendrai toujours, toujours que là j'ai passé mes plus beaux jours. Cette ritournelle, je la chante pour elle, pour Oran, la belle et la rebelle.
Oran, that was Maurice El Medioni and Roberto Rodriguez on their album, very interesting album, Descarga Oriental. Yeah, that's Algeria meets Cuba. And on first thought, you might think, what is to be found in common between these two traditions of music, Algerian rye music, really, and Latin jazz. But for pianist Maurice El Medioni, an Algerian-born Jew who left his home for France decades ago as an exile, and the Cuban-born New York-based percussionist Roberto Rodriguez, the link connecting North Africa and Cuba is a direct one, Spanish Andalusia. I'm just going to read a bit off of a really good review that I found here online that someone wrote on the specific album, again called Descarga Oriental, one of the most richest, strongest albums that I own. I think it's just beautiful. You can listen to it over and over again. It's one of those. So world music fusion exercises are more common all the time, and cultural distinctions often become so blurred that the sources are obscured rather than accented. Not on Descarga Oriental, the New York sessions, though. At the time this was recorded, El Medioni's so-called Piano Oriental keyboard lines find the ideal balance between his rye heritage, the flamenco-influenced pop folk style originated in Oran, Algeria, and was in large part popularized by El Medioni, and the more familiar Afro-Cuban rhythms in which Rodriguez excels. The compositions all emanate from El Medioni, who first played Latin music as a teenager, when Puerto Rican soldiers sat in with him in the cafes of Oran. But perhaps because Rodriguez arranged and produced the session, and presumably brought in the supporting musicians, the set tends to tilt a little bit more towards the Latin half of the equation than the North African. Instruments native to both Cuba, like the tres, and North Africa, like the darbuka, are incorporated into the mix, and elements of Spanish, French, and Jewish idioms all pop in and out. But the album's generous reliance on Latin-style trumpet soloing, Rodriguez's swinging rhythms, and El Medioni's career-long interest in Latin music anchors these beautiful jams and never takes them too far from the island whose music has so influenced these players. So this is a beautiful, invigorating album. This pair, El Medioni and Rodriguez, are inspired for sure. And that's the effect that it has on you when you listen to this. I can just listen to this on replay over and over and over again. And it's absolutely transporting. So this is Descarga Oriental, the New York Sessions. I believe it was released in 2006 or so, and by Piranha Records. Thank you for tuning in to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, and thank you for your phone calls today. Onwards with the show. Actually, we have a little ad to put on here. It is Greek Day today, May 1st. Okay, be right back here. Gone for a quick ad.
Did you say dance?
Vancouver, mark your calendars if you want to dance in the streets. Greek Day on Broadway, presented by Krinos Foods, will take place Sunday, June 26th. Many volunteers are needed. Please check out our website for more details. Visit GreekDay.com or call 604-783-4091.
Oh, Greek Day today on West Broadway. That is cool. Completely forgot about that. Okay, so while we're on the note of upcoming events in this amazing city and this beautiful day, the 1st of May, Eder Lezi Powerhouse Balkan Brass Festival. This is going to be amazing. It's happening this weekend. It is mostly produced, I believe, or coordinated by Caravan World Rhythms, who does awesome, awesome things for the city, in the city, in terms of world music. So they're bringing together three top West Coast Balkan brass bands for a wild celebration of spring and Balkan culture, with music from Eastern European and Roma brass, Rajasthani Roma, klezmer, Bollywood, jazz, funk, and hip-hop. Oh my gosh, I think they have everything in there. In keeping with a village atmosphere, you're invited to join in on Eastern European line dances or just shake your own thing as you like it. So, 33 musicians, 22 dancers in a weekend of spring festivities celebrating Eder Lezi, the spring holiday where song and dance overtake your heart and soul. Last year, this party was such an outstanding success that they added an evening show and daytime events. So, this is going to be amazing. So, this Friday, May 6th, 7 p.m., all the way till Saturday, May 8th at 2 p.m. So on Friday, May 6th, there's an evening performance at 7 p.m. at the Russian Hall. That's 600 Campbell Avenue. Three Balkan brass bands with varying repertoire of Balkan Roma, klezmer, and other Turkish-inspired folk funk music. 8 p.m. at the doors, 8:30 the show starts. Kids under 12 are free. And I've been to these caravans events before, and they have such good energy, and they're so wonderful and just filled with amazing energy. I don't know what else I can say. It's just amazing music, and you'll want to get up and dance, and it's kid friendly, and it's just good, wholesome fun, but really rich for the soul as well. So there are some really, really interesting bands there, backed by popular demand. A Seattle brass band called Orchestar Zirconium, who gave us such sweet Balkan brass last year, and we're ready for more. So a lot of these bands are very much inspired by the classic Roma gypsy brass bands of the likes of Black Cat, White Cat, the beautiful music you hear in Emir Kusturica's films. So it's just crazy, honking Balkan gypsy music, orchestras of them. So you definitely want to make it out to this event. There's so many little details here that I'm just going to ask you to go to Caravan World Rhythm's website and just find out on your own the little details here of this event. So that's caravanbc.com. So that's Caravan World Rhythms. But anyways, this is happening this weekend. The main location is the Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Street. It's going to be beautiful. So if you can make it, get out there. All right, back to the show here. So onwards, Alla Bina, one of my favorite albums. Again, this is one of my favorites shows. So this is her album, or their album, L'Essentiel. And Alla Bina is made up of, well, they're a French-based group made up of Ishtar and Los Niños de Sara, a group of four cousins. They perform only in Spanish, but Ishtar is from Israel. She sings in Hebrew, in Arabic, in Spanish, in French, in English. She is so talented. So let's listen to this beautiful song called Tierra Santa. You're listening to Kol Nuradi, Nomadic Voice, and this is CITR.
Al fin comprendí, Santa, Tierra Santa, te llevo lo más profundo dentro de mí. Un amor sincero que sentí, entre tú y mi tierra yo crecí. Santa, Tierra Santa, me diste lo que yo no merecí.
Nuestro amor yo reviví, un amor sincero que viví. לכבוש את העולם.
אוי תעלה תעלה תעלה, אגב ועולק אין סקפיה, תדעי תהיה אין גדי, תנא ונדה הו ולסי.
לך נתתי את כולי ונשפעתי בליבי לרוב בכל כוחי, רק אותך יפה שלי.
So that was an awesome duet by Ishtar Alabina and Kobi Peretz. Kobi Peretz is a popular singer in Israel. And again, Ishtar is the voice behind Alabina. So they're a French-based group, Alabina, that performs a mix of world music, Middle Eastern, Arabic, French, Spanish, Gypsy music. They're made up of Ishtar, who does all the vocals, well, almost all the vocals, all the female vocals, let's put it that way, and Los Niños de Sara, who are the boys in the band. As the lead singer of Alabina, she frequently sings in Hebrew and Arabic and complements the Spanish of Los Niños de Sara. And she has a really thrilling voice, a very sensual voice. And on their album cover, she's typically featured on the front, and she is uber sexy. So this is Ishtar Alabina, and you just heard, well, the first song I played was off of their album L'Essentiel. It was a song called Tierra Santa with Los Niños de Sara. But then the duet you just heard was Ishtar solo with Kobi Peretz. So that is what you just heard. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice here. I was just streaming that off of the internet there. And that song was a hit last year. Onwards, Margalitza Anani, one of the strongest, I think, vocalists to sing in Hebrew. She is of a Yemenite background and brings this into her vocals. It's just a beautiful, rich, powerful voice that you do not want to mess with. And in fact, she has cited Ella Fitzgerald, Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin as her major influences. So she kind of lives with soul, and she sings with soul, and she's into jazz and blues and all sorts of pop strains. She's been around for a long, long time, and she's somewhat of a diva in Israel. She's also, she was chosen to be a judge in the Israeli version of American Idol in 2006, and she's continued on in this capacity for 4 years now, or 5 years now. So in any case, this is Margalit Sa'anani, a Yemenite Israeli singer, diva. And this is some of her old school stuff that I think is just beautiful. So see what you think of this. You are listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for tuning in.
לגשש בחשיכה כמו בית ריק שאין בו אף אורח איש לא יגיד פה את שמך כי רק בתוך ליבי אתה נוכח בין הסדין והשמיכה גופי זוכר ולא שוכח איש לא יראה אותי בוכה כי רק בתוך ליבי אתה נוכח והבגדים כבדים עליי והתקרה כמעט אותי חונקת אולי אלחץ פניי לקיר אולי ארגיע את המצח איש לא יבין ולא יסביר היכן אתה וכמה זמן זה נצח
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Listening to Con Nuradi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in today. You were listening before to Margalitz Anani, a female vocalist from Israel who sings out of her Yemenite roots there. And I think we have time just to leave you off with one short song. I'd like you to thank you for listening and for calling in today. Remember to check out Caravan World Rhythms online, because it is going to be an awesome weekend, a fiery weekend of Balkan brass. Also, check out CITR.ca, Kol Noredi podcast for previous recordings of the show. Also, stay tuned for some major changes coming ahead, as I will be a mama in the next few weeks, in upcoming weeks, sometime within a month or so. So there'll be some changes with Kol Nuradi. Hopefully, we'll be put in the hands of another passionate DJ person, music lover, and who will continue Kol Nuradi. But stay tuned for some changes, but they'll be good ones. So that is coming up very, very soon, and I will keep you posted. Have a beautiful week, and see you next Sunday, 11 to 12. Again, Shukshukta will be a sort of mix of new music that we've received recently in the station, as well as some former vintage Shukshukta podcasts that I will put on, because Worku Ayelu, Shukshukta's host, will be in Ethiopia until June 5th. So lots of changes ahead, but please stay tuned, and thank you for listening in to CITR 101.9 FM. Just going to leave you here. Come back to Maurice Medioni, another track of this beautiful album, Descarga Oriental. Have a wonderful week. You're listening to Kol Nuradi, Nomadic Voice on CITR.